and the two slats that came up at the top had an open place between them, just like the side slats had an open place. There was a hole, you know, the length of it there. Well, what do you think my mama and her sister devised as a game? One of them was to get in the cook, and the other one was to see if they could throw a rock over it. Like they couldn't throw a rock over the cook without the other one being in it. So they got them up a big rock. One of them got in the cook, and one of them got up a big rock, big as they could carry.
Good heavens!
And away they went to throw it over, and right down in that hole it went, right down on top of the other one.
What masochists! Good heavens! I've never gotten in that coop if somebody was standing over me with a rock on
it. Well, now that was a crazy game, but that's what happened.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. I think I would have been the first one to throw the rock instead of the first one to get the coop.
I don't know which was which. I don't remember. Mama told me, but I don't remember what she told me, which one it was. Seems like she was the one that got in the cook.
Oh, gosh. Well, what do you call the piece of chicken you always like to get to pull apart and break it and see who can wish
it on? The wishbone or the pulley bone.
Do you have a name for the larger and the smaller piece? And I had never heard names for those. After you break it?
No, just the long and the short. It's the only thing I've ever known.
Yeah, and what do they mean? The long one means?
And get your wish will come true.
Yeah. And won't do it if you get the small one. Okay. What do you call the inside parts of chicken? Like the lizard?
Entrails.
Okay. Has there another name for the inside part of a pig or calf?
Well, entrails is usually the word that they use, but you might call it guts.
Yeah.
Oh, that might be noise on me.
Oh, that's okay. We're not talking over it. If it was getting kind of late and the cow was mooing and the horse neighing and you'd been doing stuff and hadn't really looked at the time, you might say, gosh, I didn't realize it was so late. It's almost
milking time. Yeah. And feeding time.
How about doing some calls that you might use to get a cow to come in? Let's hear your cow calls, Grandma.
Soo cow, soo. Soo cow, soo. Soo cow, soo.
How about it to make them stand still during milking?
Soo there, so there, soo there. So, well, see.
There's a really interesting call that they do down in South Georgia. They go, or you may have heard somebody do it, but we were just particularly talking about South Georgia. They go, Cowinch, Cowinch, Cowinch. Have you ever heard that? It comes from, they used to say it's a meld together, two words, come winch. They used to call their cows winches, and they'd say, come winch, come winch, and then dropped the last
shortened.
Part. Yeah, shortened, and that's how they do it.
No.
Kind of interesting. Was there anything different you'd use for a calf? To call a calf?